The latest target for Russian forces, Ukraine's biggest military base in the West. The International Peacekeeping and Security Center in Yavorov is used to train Ukrainian forces. It was hit by several missiles.
It was shelled. 57 people are injured, including civilians. 9 people have died. Now the fire is being put out.
The Kremlin appears to be widening its net towards Ukraine's western border. The base where joint NATO military drills are usually held is just 20 kilometers from the Polish border, an entry point for weapons aid from the West to support Ukraine. On Saturday, the US approved a further $200 million worth of arms for Kyiv, prompting warnings from Moscow that corridors being used to transfer foreign weapons into Ukraine are legitimate targets. Nearly 3 weeks in, and Russia's bombardment of Ukraine is intensifying by the day. It's hard to keep track of the amount of damage caused, but the Kremlin on Sunday said it's destroyed more than 3,500 military facilities so far. These are the same corridors being used by those fleeing the war. As Russian troops advance closer to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, daily evacuations from the cities surrounding it have doubled in the last 24 hours. This is Mariupol in the southeast. Relentless shelling has killed more than 1,500 people there so far. For nearly 2 weeks, the port city has been besieged. No one can leave and no aid can enter. Thousands of people are still trapped. Water is running out. Russia's military has admitted the situation in some Ukrainian cities is catastrophic, but blames Ukraine for this.
The most difficult humanitarian situation has developed in Mariupol. Hundreds of thousands of people, including foreigners, are forcibly held by nationalists who, threatening physical violence, stop any attempts to leave the city.
On the ground, the accounts of those fleeing tell a different story. 2.5 million people have fled to neighboring countries already, and that number keeps on rising every minute of every day.
We're shocked. We're with children. Rockets fell 20 meters from us. We have no food or water, nothing. We escaped, trying to save ourselves.
Another bombing campaign, another city flattened. Ukrainians continue to fight the Russians in Volnovakha city in Donetsk in the east, where Russian forces are increasingly taking more territory.
We've been hiding here for days. Women cook the meals and distribute them to the needy. We hope the nightmare will end soon. I had no idea it would be so terrible, but it's okay and we'll get through it.
While food and water supplies run low across the country, resilience remains high. In a war that appears to have no end in sight. Sara Khairat, Al Jazeera.
The UN nuclear watchdog says it's concerned about the safety and security of Ukraine's nuclear facilities. The Zaporizhia plant is under Russian control. It's Europe's largest, with 6 of Ukraine's 15 reactors. Power lines to the facility have been damaged. In Kharkiv, a facility housing a research reactor has been shelled repeatedly. Khmelnytsky and Ravin power plants in South Ukraine are still in government control and operating normally. The Chernobyl nuclear site hasn't had any active reactors for more than 20 years, but large amounts of spent fuel and radioactive waste remains on site. Its power lines were cut last week. Diesel generators are providing backup power. Andrian Prokhep is the director of energy programs at the Ukrainian Institute for the Future. Now, we're not disclosing his location for safety reasons. He doesn't trust what the Russians are saying about the plant.
The only source that I can trust is Ukrainian government and Ukrainian nuclear power company, who are saying that Russians are trying to establish control over the nuclear power plant, the same as they did with Chernobyl nuclear power plant, which is under decommission. Which is not operating, but still it's posing a high threat for many countries in the case if anything happens. So in general, I would say that there were more incidents because Russians were shooting over the biggest in Europe nuclear power plant. They were shooting nuclear facilities and radioactive storages in Kyiv, in Kharkiv. So in general, situation is very bad. The truth is that Ukraine do have enough qualified specialists to operate these power plants without any Russian, they say, assistance. We can do this at high level. And if Russians did it invade Ukraine, so in the beginning they invaded and they are offering some technical assistance. That sounds crazy.
Ukrainians are moving as far away as Central America. These were some of the first to arrive in Guatemala on Friday. The government says they're being admitted on humanitarian grounds.
I don't know what awaits us in the future, but I hope the war ends soon. It's difficult to express the pain in my heart for my father and mother who are in the Ukraine. They can't leave because they're 40 kilometers from Russia. Every day they see weapons and lots of Russian soldiers.